The French Supreme Court recently ruled that parents have the right to officially name, register, and bury a fetus that is stillborn or miscarried, regardless of its stage of development. Families who pushed for that ruling say it will help them overcome their grief. Its critics say this will chip away at the country's abortion rights. Eleanor Beardsley has more.
36-year-old Eveline Prouveau and her husband are one of a handful of families that campaigned for the ruling. In 1999, the Prouveau's life was shaken by a miscarriage at 5 months along in her pregnancy. The couple has since had another child and today live with their two sons and daughter in a suburb of the northern French town of Lille. But Prouveau says their grief over their loss at the time was compounded by their inability to officially register the death or keep the fetus for burial.
We simply wanted to say that we had a child. It didn't live, we know that, and we suffered. But by being able to officially record the death, we could have at least acknowledged this small existence. For us, it was important to give this baby its rightful place in our family as our third child before our daughter was born.
Annie Bureau, a gynecologist, feminist, and longtime abortion rights supporter, says she understands Prouveau's anguish and acknowledges the need for many women to memorialize a lost pregnancy or a miscarriage. But Bureau believes the ruling sets a dangerous precedent. Abortion, unlike other rights, is always contested. We have to remain vigilant to protect it, even in France, says Bureau. This court decision could be used by some to chip away at the right to abortion by saying, well, you've registered a fetus and given it a legal status, so it's a person. Before the French Supreme Court ruling, only fetuses that had developed beyond the 22nd week of pregnancy could be legally recognized in France. That standard was based on the World Health Organization's definition that a fetus is viable after 22 weeks of pregnancy. The new French legal ruling puts no age limit on when a fetus can receive a name and a burial. Some medical professionals say the change is unnecessary. They say they have always tried to help women whose pregnancies ended before 22 weeks. Many hospitals have memory gardens where the ashes of a fetus are sprinkled instead of being disposed of as medical waste. Every January, anti-abortion groups, many connected to the Catholic Church, hold a protest march on the anniversary of the French abortion law, which was passed in 1975. Paul Ginoux de Fermont is vice president of the umbrella organization Trente ans ça suffit, or 30 years is enough. He says he is heartened by the court's ruling.
There will be a Christian name allocated to this child, you see, and the family can bury the child. So imagine a lady with a fetus of the same age, let's say 10 weeks, who has to decide for an abortion. Her decision will be heavier, you see, because it's really a person that I will suppress.
Families like the Prouveaus say they are not anti-abortion and their battle had nothing to do with that issue. Nevertheless, the Supreme Court ruling has ignited a debate in France on the civil status of the fetus and has the French talking once more about the rarely discussed issue of abortion. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.